have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Your boy David Benton. Some people, they be like, yo, I just have a wish for my birthday. Or you know, they say I had three wishes. I wish for so much more for you. I wish for so much more. What I wish for is that we live more. In the inner city, living ain't so piss poor. Realize we hypnotized by the discord. We blow money fast, what you think we rent for? Yeah, did it big, my kids wish I could've did more. Wish women would be women and men would be men. Or there was no child abuse or domestic violence. And the streets really moved in the act of silence. Wish the Catholic priest wasn't pedophile. In the government, the future would tell the truth instead of lying. I'm born a lion. My daddy name is David Lyons. Wish we could do more laughing instead of crying. Wish we wasn't afraid of giants. Wish we could all be inspired by David and Goliath. Wish society wouldn't pacify. Make us ride. Turn back around and buy it. Interest and fire.
Yes, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we're united, spread love.
Wish we all get our credit straight. Wish that single mother didn't have to wait for Section 8. I wish we all would investigate why the world is crooked and we can't set it straight. Yeah. God is not the author of confusion. So ask yourself, why there's so much confusion? Wish some husbands wasn't so abusive. Why she putting makeup on to cover up all her bruises? All we do is make excuses about the chains, the pains, and all the nooses. I wish religion wasn't so polluted. This is all facts, you can't dispute it. Barely have a right to do it. So much can't be proven. I wish you really choosing to teach our students. Pursuing disillusion, turning us all to ruin. I wish your core system really would start it open.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we're united, spread love.
I wish
I know that Jesus is enough.
Got my mind on my mission, G-O-D.
Yo, that's what's up.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of every religion,
out of every
welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This is your host, your main man, Coach David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I have every right to smile. Let me tell you why. Because I woke up this morning. I'm in my right mind. I'm still healthy. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And I am enjoying my life. I have every reason to smile despite the circumstances. And the circumstances is what we call life. That's right. Shout out to the Election family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for praying for us, because we know by the time we get up here, we are covered. So we just go with the show because we know. When we go with the show, we go with the flow because we already know we are in the building. We here. We blessed. We grateful. We thankful. And we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. And I hope you're ready to get to it. So can I get a drum roll? Dr. Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Hey, Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Family, shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to you, Coach David Benton. And again, to all of our listeners, we always appreciate you guys coming in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to enjoy Beyond the Radio with us. But hi, Coach David.
Hey, hello. Yeah, my week has been good. Yes, I had a superb week. Just been really just right now. I'm focused on coming out with another single this month. My single "Stand Up." You know, it's what we would call Black History Month, and you know, this song "Stand Up" is just encouraging us. Just stand up, you know, and be kings and queens. Like, you come from royalty, or believe you come from royalty, really walk in that authority. You know, that's how God wants us to be. God wants us to walk in that authority. God wants us to be bold and be proud of who we are. Not taking away from nobody else, but just looking at my community and seeing our culture, is just so much there, so much crime against self. And, you know, I just want to be a blessing. So, you know, I've been working. I've been working on that. Yeah, and writing. Plenty of writing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, too, that I think that when you get kind of like in this element, so I'm saying this for the listeners, like for those of you who might hear you, when you get into like this kind of like writing streak and getting these songs out, I think the exciting part for me is, like, they get the best of you at that time. And it's like, you know, it's the songs that you don't – a lot of people don't know, Coach David, that, like, you have songs in your database or whatever we want to call it. You have songs, like, a lot of songs. So by the time people hear the songs, it's like you've worked on them for a while, perfected them for a while. But I think the bonus in that is that it's so relevant to, like, even if you did it 3 years ago, it's still so relevant to today. So I get excited to hear, you know, when you are coming out with something new for the people who will be able to hear it.
Yes, and it's funny you say that because, you know, I do have some songs that I'm just coming out with, and I did them 3 years ago. But they so new to everyone else. So, yeah, and that's why I want to do timeless music to make it still relevant today. But I appreciate that, Coach Shay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be relevant. I think it's going to be relevant even like we say in today, but I think it's going to be relevant like all the way, you know, for eternity. So that's the thing that I love about your songs. Before you go to the next guest, Coach David, I do want to give a great big shout-out to my dad. We had our 70th birthday party for him this past weekend, and I know that a lot of the family who came to Delaware this weekend flew in practically overnight from Chicago, from Dallas, Texas, and everybody who came, I told them about the show, and if you guys are on, I just want to say thank you so much. If you're tuned in, thank you so much for coming in and celebrating 70 years with my dad. We had such an amazing time. My brothers and I worked really hard on putting this birthday party together, and literally saw the impact of the part that he plays in so many people's lives. So I just wanted to say that before you went to the next guest. Happy birthday, Dad, and thank you to everyone who did come. If you are tuned in tonight, I appreciate you guys coming in and listening, and it was really good to meet a lot of you for the first time.
Well, all right. Well, representing that, Shay, can I get a beatbox for our next guest?
Sure.
Can I get a beatbox?
Sure, sure. Hold on.
All right. Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building.
Two toes.
I'm in the building
toes.
And I'm smiling. And it hurts when I smile. It hurts when I smile. Because that gym is making a man out of me, and I don't like it. You know what I mean? I don't like it, man. I don't like it. But
what
in
you don't
time,
like about
it will get better.
I what you don't like
don't
about
like
the gym
being,
talk to.
I don't like watching. Well, actually, you know, I'm competitive, and I don't like to be outdone, and everybody's outdoing me. It was a gentleman I saw in there Friday. He was like 130, and so he next to me on the treadmill. So I thought it was a competition. He was moving fast, so I said, "Let me move faster," and I put it on the little the incline. So I'm going, you know, a little higher on the hill. And I'm like, man, well, how long has this been? It was 13 seconds. So I was like, good gosh, I'm ready to quit already, man. You know what I mean? And so, but I know in time it's going to get better. Coach David, you need to quit running from me. I need your help, man. You need to come on in the gym with me, man, real talk, man, because I need some help bad. I need some help bad.
I got you, brother. I got you.
But
we're going to talk.
I do have some great news. I got some great news, or at least, I mean, I'm negotiating right now, but, you know, we've been doing a lot of great things, you know, behind the scenes, the radio show, and we've been traveling with Beyond the Fence. But, you know, my people are like, hey, man, we miss you, man. Well, you know, come on back. So I'm trying to put this show together. Hopefully it's going to be around April the 22nd. We're trying our best to have the show, and I got this great R&B singer that I've been knowing for about 4 years, and, you know, some other great comedians. So we're trying to throw this show together. We just got to find the right venue, and, you know, once we get that done, then, you know, go ahead and get the flyers together. But I'm looking forward to throwing a local show again, because I haven't done that in a while, and my fans have been asking. So, well, you know, we're in the process of getting that put together as we speak. So
good deal.
It's going to be a... Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Well, we definitely gonna send prayers and good energy your way, man. That, you know, this show will be able to pop off the way you really want it to, man. Because I know you've thrown shows before, so we definitely
appreciate that.
Well, Tommy Two Toes, we got another guest, man. We got a guest coming on. Could you give us a beatbox, man? Can we get a Tommy Two Toes beatbox?
Hey,
the pastor, the infamous, my main man, my brother, Pastor Delano McGlown, are you in the building?
With a big smile. You on the show tonight.
My brother.
Yes, with Coach David Ben and Coach Say Samuels. Okay, go ahead. Coach on. Motivators, encouragers. Let us get to the next level. Let us win the Super Bowl. So you keep coaching on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, Pastor Delano McGlown, man, for the for the ones who never heard of you, don't know you, man, who is Delano McClown?
I am one who is been born again, as I'm a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who have called me to do great things in this kingdom, and just only a voice crying in the wilderness trying to get somebody to know who somebody is, and that is Jesus the Christ. 16 years and 9 months in prison, but I just truly thank and praise God for my deliverance as I continue to work in the kingdom of God beyond the fence. God blessed us to work behind the fence, me and Coach David Benton. Just thank God how we have just continued to stay connected and just do what God has called us to do. Go out to a dying world and bless a world that need to know who Jesus Christ is through music, through preaching, through acting, whatever it takes. I'm just grateful and thankful to be such a part of a great team to do what God has called to do. So I'm just a voice in the wilderness, just crying out about my Lord and Savior.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
No, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's always a pleasure, Delano, Pastor Delano. You know, I had an opportunity to meet you some years ago, and what I love the most about you is just seeing how much you are evolving day by day. And just your transparency of, you know, wanting to really free people and for people to become, you know, David has coined a better self, you know, become a better person every day. So
yes.
Much respect to you and everything that you're doing to continue to build.
Amen. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach.
Pastor Delano, how you doing, man? I finally got to meet you in St. Louis. It was a very refreshing, blessed experience because Coach David had already let me know a little bit about you. And then when I heard you were from East St. Louis and I spent a couple days over there, I was like, okay. And then once you just opened your mouth, you just, you know, had my attention from the jump. And I really do appreciate that. And hey, I'm glad you're on the show, man. I'm glad you're here, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tony Two Toes, thank you. You're the awesome brother, man, and may God continue to use you mightily as you continue to grow and excel in what God has called you to do. Right now I'm in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. I had to come down here and preach the word of God. Very tired, but I wouldn't miss this show. We supposed to have been here 2 weeks ago, so I got to get on, so I had to tell them. After they gave me a nice presentation, I said, I got to go back because I got to go get some rest because I got a radio show that I got to be in the building. So I'm just happy that God just gives me the strength to continue to do this work that he's put on my heart. So just thank you all for just allowing me to be once again part of a great team. And David Bennett and Shea Samuels, love you all to death. Just thanking you.
We love you.
Each one of you all, and may you all keep on doing what you've called to do.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you, Pastor Delano. All right, so you was the keynote speaker for the 2023 God is in Everything conference. And my brother, you look, the Lord really, like, really used you, man, big in an impactful way because people were just steady talking about it afterwards. Like, man, this guy, where he come from? And it was just an awesome thing. For those who didn't in the conference, the Guys and Everything conference is on YouTube. You can go to it if you missed it. But, you know, your topic for so the ones who never got a chance to hear it, could you tell them what it was based on and what made you come up with it, your topic?
Yes, truly, the topic was from prison to purpose. And God allowed me to put a little and difference in it because of me and you found our purpose in prison. And it was just a blessing to really be able to share how me and you have came together, met in the system, and, man, God just really took off. And when he took off the purpose that he put in us, we brought it out into society, and we never looked back. So, once again, I'm very grateful and thankful for God for hearing my cry, hearing the people who continue to pray over me and gave me another opportunity to come out and tell the world about the God that snatched me out of darkness and brought me into his marvelous light, that I should show for praise unto him, because he allowed me to know that I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, who I can really show forth the praise of him or what he did in our lives, and just the experience to know that we might be in difficult situations, but if you humble yourself enough, you will see what God is doing. Not only is he saving you from the wrath to come, you know, but yet he has given me the opportunity to just share what God can do behind the fence and beyond the fence. So such an awesome thing to know that me and David Ben personally, we continue to go forth and just do what God has gifted us to do. For the Bible say that your gift make it room for you and bring you before great men. So I'm just very grateful and thankful for the purpose that he instilled in me in the prison, how I can continue to manifest that beyond the fence as well. Because we still have fences, though some might not experience prison like we did, but yeah, people are still behind a fence, and we got to get behind that fence and get beyond the fence where we can see the great salvation of the Lord move mightily, and that we can truly be a witness and a testimony of how good God is. Even when we were in our mess, God seen us. God knew us before we formed in our mother's womb. He had already had a purpose, and I thank God. I can testify now, and I can testify then, that when he set me down, I was able to see what God wanted me to see. So such an awesome thing. When I went back home and preached, and even down here where I'm at, they say, you need to go back to Tennessee because you ain't the same.
I love it.
You say, tell David Ben in that Shea Samuel that I don't know what David gave me to drink and what Shea put food on my table, but he say I need to take part of that again because, man, I tell you, Shea and David Ben, God has been very awesome in the ministry, very awesome in just allowing me to just be able to flow freely. You know, a lot of people, I want to say this, a lot of people, we come from what we call church, but we never was church. We was hurt in the church. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
We all have experienced that, you know, because the Bible say the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. So I just thank God how I can recognize it is the people that is in the church, that is in the holy place, that is in the
right
place that God has called and allowed, and we experienced hurt, but it kept us going. I heard the testimony. I know y'all and heard Shea Samuel's testimony and even David Ben, but yet look where we at today. We're still working in the church for what we call a building and outside of the church as well. So just a
that's
blessing,
right,
man, just to see the purpose that God has given me to continue to preach, teach the word of God, and that we all may be able to grow in the knowledge and the understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Pastor Delano, I have a question for you. You know, just talking back again about the conference, it was a blessing for us to have you on as the keynote speaker. And, you know, one of the things that you shared about purpose was really just kind of identifying with with who you are, first and foremost. You know, you kind of had, you set the foundation while you were speaking and just knowing the people that you're around. How important would you say it is to really connect? I mean, you've kind of said it already, but what would you say the importance is? Like, what are some bullet points that you can share with our listeners today about connecting with the right people as you journey on your purpose? What are some of those bullet points that they should be looking for?
Wow, that's an awesome question. You know, through your ups and downs, through your relationship with those who you have connected with, you're going to have some differences. You're going to have some misunderstanding. But the key to of me and David Ben and yourself, we don't allow those differences for stopping us from connecting with one another. I use a slogan that I often use now. And as soon as I made that slogan, say Sam, and she immediately put it on Facebook, is that humility disguises the importance of who you are and allow you to see the values of others. And when I be able to, once I was able to understand that what God was showing me, that it is very important that I stay connected with folks who are connected to the same thing that I am, and that is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God has to allow us to separate for a moment and refocus us to know how important it is for you to stay connected with those who you truly love. And you know that you can know when you connected with the right people because they will allow you to really benefit from them, and you know that they're in your best interest. Though we had a misunderstanding, though we disagreed, but that didn't stop me from knowing that Say Samuels and David Ben and others who I have connected with really understand the purpose that I have, and really helps me to continue to grow in that area of perfection. So, yes, the bulletproof is that who you're connected with, don't let misunderstandings, don't let different things that you might not agree with stop you from going forth to do what thus says the Lord.
You know, Pastor Delano, as you were talking, one of my favorite scriptures, of course, and I have a song about it. I always say it, Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season. And
yes.
While you were talking, I was just hearing that there's a season for everything. I mean,
yes,
we were in a
yes,
season where we connected. We were in a season where there was a form of, quote unquote, disconnecting. But when you really focus on the things that your purpose and the things that God has for you, we're saying that God will bring it back around regardless of how we see it. And we have to be obedient to it. We have to be open to
Come
it.
On.
We can't be puffed up about it. We can't be boastful about it. We can't be selfish about it. And to be honest with you, as you were talking, that would be one of the bullet points I would add. When you are really walking out your purpose, you have to have an unselfishness about you that would allow you and really not even be prideful about certain things. So what? You had a mishap. So what? There was a misunderstanding. And I'm really talking to the listeners tonight, but so what? There was a misunderstanding. That same person in that season that you had a misunderstanding can be a blessing to you in a different season. So thank you for being a blessing to us, Pastor Delano. Tommy Two Toes.
Yes, yeah. I got a question, too, or I need some advice, Pastor Delano.
Mm-hmm.
Two Toes.
Basically, when you on your living your purpose, what do you do when these obstacles in your way where it seems like you're not effective and you know what I mean? Like your purpose isn't working.
Well, what you have to do is not allow the enemy to come in and give you those doubts, because as Say Samuel just said, there's a time and season for everything. God, in the midst of that, God is maturing you to help you to, will you give up because things is not seeming to work out the way that you want it? Would that cause you to withdraw thyself? One of the verses that I always use is the Bible say, be not weary well doing. You know what you're doing is a good thing. And he say, if you faint not, you should weep in due season. Me and David, we started off that we don't do this for the money. We don't do this for the reputation. We don't do this for the notoriety. We do this to glorify God. And God, sometimes God has to challenge us, have to test us to see what is truly our desire behind what we're doing. You know, is we're trying to make a reputation. Well, guess what? We can do that in the streets. You know, is we're trying to be rich off of what we're doing. Well, guess what? We can do that in the street. But one thing that I hold dear to me, for the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto thee. So the things, so the blessings with your name on it, they're coming. You just keep trying to live right and do right by the glory of God and be that witness to come. Somebody is suffering and going through the same. Somebody feel like giving up because they might have lost a leg or two. But you is that vessel. You is that vessel who God is using to keep people positive about their own situation. So if I would say anything, I would just say to you, be not weary well doing. For if you faint not, you will weep in due season. For the Bible says your labor will not be in vain. He will not forget the labor of love that you continue to do, because it is not in vain. You might not see it right now. You might see it a year or two later. You might even see it 3 years later. But be encouraged to know that you are doing what God has called you to do.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate those strong words. It's just because I've been honest with you. I've been getting a little discouraged lately. You know, I'm not going to stop on my journey, but it's just, you know, it's like some days are harder than others. And, you know, I'm just trying to get a grasp on certain things and just trying to keep moving forward.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to add this with my own testimony, if you don't mind, Coach Say and Coach David. It's just I've been preaching and doing what I've been doing for going on 11 years since I've been out of the system, and it just began to manifest itself. You know, we had much. A guy told me this: enjoy church while you can here in prison, because it's not the same when you get out. And I truly have experienced that. God has worked miracles, and still is working miracles, and it just took people to have to trust and believe, because only people going to see where you come from. They're not going to see where you at. And so just like I say, just going on 11 years, I'm just beginning to plant my feet on the solid ground and not be shaken because people are not believing in what God has done in my life. So I just wanted to add that.
Amen.
Well, it's halftime. So, with that being said, it's time for
with the music.
Yeah, I love you, boy. You like what you see? I love you, Kenny. Love yourself.
Double
Queen. It's David Benton.
Love yourself.
Let's go beyond the fence.
I love you.
Yeah.
It's for my killers, gangbangers, chain slingers, chain danglers, game changers, swing fingers, pill takers, syrup drinking the great flavor. I repent, miss us again 8 days later. I stay praying, kind of been through the same danger. A great savior giving love to replace the anger. Dirty feet, got some weed from across the street. Obviously, you wanna be without a boss beat. Cop the G, cop the heat, swagging out of G. Gotta need to hold your inch fame, not for free. Cop the key, conspiracy got me. Cop the police, had to realize inside prison, not for me. Went from hooping in college to moving narcotics. Bought me a deuce in the quarter to recouping a dollar. Now I'm shooting for knowledge while recouping my partners. You schooling the Bible like you are a scholar. I never give up on you. Salute to the you. You shoot, he shoot, you everybody lose. The proof is the eulogy of cell 22. MQ been the feds re-pursuing truth. Religious views, gotta divide it in the pew.
that 90s flow.
Thank you, back. Yeah.
This American nation, full of fakers, drug dealers and rapists, thug killers and racists. Operated with sad, dominated by hatred. It's a struggle to make it, so we hustle and take it. Love a brother who said it, do it cause it's steady. Stress is with you if you let it, better than sweaty for hell. Even though it's hard to forget it, do you get it, I got it. Government killing my body, stealing my wallet. War costs millions of dollars, he's an imposter. Gotta be smart in this war, president. What he's starting it for, he is talking to y'all. They need no love with his citizens or children who innocent. Malnutrition is killing, and my feelings is hurt. That's why I'm willing to work when you visit the hearse. It's where you live in the dirt, so why I'm living on earth. I would do my part for this nation, hold my fist high, even in a tight situation, cause I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Jay Samuels. I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton, and our special guest, Tommy Two Toes, and we have another special guest. If you guys are just tuning in, Pastor Delano McClown. We are talking tonight as a recap for the God is in Everything 2023 conference, From Pain to Purpose. And if you guys missed the first half, you missed the good treat, but we're going to keep it going. Before we do, let us give a shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Apology Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are a radio personality, station, business owner, music director, you have a business and you want to have an infomercial, a quality infomercial for your business. If you have a church and you're looking for infomercials for your church, whatever it is you want to get exposure for your business, we want you to contact Paula G. Voice. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. She is a quality, an experienced voiceover that will bring light and life to any infomercial or commercial that you can have for your business. You can contact her at paulagvoice.com or paula@paulagvoice.com. And remember to make sure you let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We have to give also a great big shout out to G-Will, G-Weezy is what I call him, the Beyond the Fence DJ. Since we're talking about the conference, you guys heard him right there on the virtual experience. If you are looking for a DJ to lighten up, to bring to life again any event that you have, look up DJ G Will at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, let's talk business consultant strategy and coaching group LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. Listen, we are taking businesses to the next level every single day. If you are a new business or you have an existing business or you just want to learn more about business, let's talk business. You can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David Benton, that's our sponsors. Back to you.
Thank you. Hey, when you said give you a drum roll, I had about 19 different drum rolls I wanted. I just put them all together. I didn't know what to do. Man, I had a big plan too. And then something had your plan don't work out. You know, speaking of plans, we got Pastor Delano McClown on here with us. And Pastor Delano, you know, me and you, man, we used to talk. We was incarcerated together. We used to have big plans. And to just come out here to see both of us executed, and here we are together, just like we said we would do. What can people expect from Pastor Delano McClown?
From what perspective?
For those, like, because, you know, man, being up here, I'm pretty sure there's people who want to follow your message. And it's like, how can I find them? How can I follow this brother? You know, because I'm inspired by what he's saying.
Okay.
So it's like, what can they expect? Like, what can they expect from you? When they come and find you, what can they expect to see?
First of all, you can get with me at DelanoMcGlown76@mail.com. DelanoMcGlown76@gmail.com. the thing that they can respect for me is realness. Me and DB, I know he can really relate to this. That I don't teach doctrine, I don't teach denomination, well, just the word of God says. Like I said today in one of my sermon, that doctrines won't save you, won't deliver you. tradition won't save you, won't deliver you. Denomination won't save you or deliver you, but only the word of God, which will stand forever. And so in, also, I'm very open. I'm very transparent when it comes to the life that I live. Before I got saved, the life that I'm living, when I got saved, and the life that I'm living at this present time. Do I still fall? Do I still falter? Yes. But the one thing that I love about God, that he don't judge me, so how could I judge anybody else? God
right.
forgives me when I make mistakes, so I must forgive those that make mistakes too as well, you know. And so it's just more of a genuine lifestyle that Shay asked me earlier about being connected. It's just when you're connected with something real, you can disagree. You can really work through the differences that we
right.
might have because we all I said this today. Oh, praise God. Thank you, God. I said this today. God made David Ben out of his image and after his likeness. So
mm-hmm.
if God made David Ben after his image and after his likeness, so then I must not look at David in a way, but know that God has made me after his image and after his likeness as well. So often we put our trust into people that will let you down. And I don't. I believe in pushing you to know Jesus yourself. I believe
right.
in that because once you begin to know Jesus for yourself, you will have an epiphany that you will never see life the same. You will never see yourself the same anymore. So when somebody come in, into my circle, come into my presence, my job is to get you to know Jesus for yourself. And when you know Jesus for yourself, you will have your own testimony. You will have your own witness of what God has done in your life and what God has revealed unto you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Coach Shay, you steaming hot, Coach Shay. You steaming hot. Coach Shay, you still in the building? All right, Tommy Two Toes.
I'm right here. I'm in the building.
All right, we got Pastor Delano McClain on here. We got any questions for him?
No, but I'm just eager.
Okay.
I'm eager. Yeah, go ahead, Coach Shay. Go ahead, Coach Shay.
I apologize. I was muted on the back end, didn't know, so I do apologize. I was steady asking you a question, Pastor Delano. So thanks, Tommy Tito. So basically what I wanted to know with us talking about the conference and just kind of how you bless the people, and we are getting comments even tonight of how you are blessing people tonight. What was one of the things that stood out to you regarding the conference as far as purpose is concerned? All the speakers were amazing. Of course, you closed us out. But what stood out to you the most as it pertained to purpose? And what would you say people should have taken away from that conference as a whole?
First of all, I would like to express the professionalism. Oh, my God. Say you just don't know how you and David have touched me in a special way. Just the professionalism, how God used you guys, you know, to plan out the very perfect thing to get people to understand who God is. And the speakers that all went before,
Amen.
You took genuine people. You took God, you David, Coach David, and you, Coach Shay, and you guys took genuine people, and they was able to be genuine and for real about what they are going through and what they have experienced and what they're experiencing right now today. And the most thing that I truly got of that we all are in pain, that we all hurt. Tony, too, I wanted to say this, what you asked me going through, you know, it still is painful. You know, the pain is going to never go away, you know, but we have to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And when and through the pain and through the aggravation and through the ups and through the down. And one more thing that I got out of this. I talked from Joel chapter 2, verse 28, which said, up out of my spirit I will pour up on all flesh. sons and daughters were prophesied. That day of the conference, you heard people singing. Oh, DJ Wilk. Oh, my God. You heard people singing and speaking with the inspiration of God. Wow.
That's right.
That's what prophecy is. It ain't this big old thing that we put out there. It is just you are moved. This is what I got out of it. You are moved to hear the divine speaking and singing of God. And the Bible say that a young man shall dream dreams. You know what I got out of that as well? That you and Coach David Ben, y'all was able to communicate his will to us. Y'all was able to reveal his plan of salvation unto us, and you guys was able to announce the future that Christ had for us. The conference gave us all of that. And then the last one, it said, an old man shall have visions. And what that means, that God is revealing himself to the world. So what I got out of the conference is just, you know, I have just taken so much with the conference. I'm telling you, when I came back home, they said, whatever Shay Sam just fed you and gave you to drink, and David Bent, you need to go back and eat some more of that, because I was filled. I thank God for just allowing me to glorify him in that conference. You guys allowed me to be just who I am. That's one thing I love about Coach Shay and David Ben in the conference.
Wow,
I was just able to be free. You know, no one is just holding me, and you guys just let me be who I am. And that's the most thing that I got out of that conference. The professionalism from Paula G and from the other lady who was the MC, I forgot her name, and all the speakers, they was able to tell their testimony and be
Amen.
Able
shout
to
out
share
to, shout
with
out
the
to
world.
Don Barker, Pierre. That was
Don
the
Barker.
Other.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, yeah,
thank
that
you,
no problem.
You.
And they will be on with us, for the listeners, they will be on with us this month as well. So they were definitely a blessing, and shout out to the other speakers. A few of them are on tonight. Sophia Ransom, Apostle Sophia Ransom is on tonight. And we had Minister Caritha Taylor, and we also had D.B. Jr., that's David Benton's son, and Pastor Shireen Spencer from out of Ontario, Toronto, Canada.
Yes,
so
yes.
Shout out to all those speakers, and they will be on later on in the month as well to do a recap as well. So thanks for that, Pastor Delano. One thing before I give it back to David, I just wanted to say one thing about what you said, too, about being free to speak. When we first started this conference, my vision was to give an opportunity for people who had a voice, but they were never allowed to speak it because they weren't known in the community. They didn't have like a huge following, but they really had some powerful testimonies and some powerful insight to help people really like delve into their purpose. And so from 2015 on, I wanted to open that platform not only to adults, but to youth as well, to the youth as well. And so we've been able to really touch a platform of people. And the number one thing that people do identify with outside of the professionalism is that most people did not have the freedom to speak freely. They always felt like they had a restriction. There were people who would write out a whole sermon for me before they got on because that's how they were taught. And so if we picked you, if we chosen you for the conference, we trust what you have to say. And so we look forward to not only you, but for more speakers to come, the years to come. Coach David?
Amen,
I'm going to pass Tommy 2 Toes before we close it out. Tommy 2 Toes. You have any closing remarks, my
brother? I do, man. If you don't mind, one, I just can't wait until I come back personally in contact with you, Pastor Delano, because it was definitely a blessing back in St. Louis. So if I had to personally go to East St. Louis, then so be it. I will take that trip because I know it will be worth it. But also what I want to do, man, is I want to talk to anybody, you know, especially the listeners is who I want to talk to right quick, because basically you know, when we talk about pain to purpose, I'm a firm believer in whoever you are, using the talents God gave you, or he's going to take them away. So that being said, whatever that you are great at doing, please share it with the world, please. Because I got a couple of people in my circle that it makes me almost cry because I'm thinking or seeing them go through their pain through purpose and going beyond the fence. And I just need to give them a shout-out. I'm going to do it very quickly, but, I mean, I have all close people. Got a young lady named Kendall Walker. She has her own business where she's making crafts, the She Experience. Another young lady named Tanisha G. She is now had some situations she's went through and got past them, and now she has a candle business called Keeping It Lit. And then my closest, one of my people in my circle, great friend, man, he works 80 hours a week, and he's giving back to the community, giving shoes to needy individuals, and getting ready to open up his business in a couple of months. And I'm just blessed to be around people, like you're saying, that have a similar purpose, and seeing people give back and use their talents God gave them. So everybody listening, please do that. If, I mean, because God gave you a talent and you know whatever it is, share it with the world. Please share it with the world.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. With me, man, I appreciate you coming, Pastor Leno. It's always a pleasure, always a blessing. You know, kings and queens, men and women of God, just in case some of you guys didn't know, Pastor Delano McClain was actually one of the co-hosts right here on Beyond the Radio. We was on another network at one point in time.
Yes.
And, you know, me, Pastor Delano, and Coach Shay, we was right there at it. We was doing Beyond the Radio. And so it's a blessing to have a person who's actually a co-host, to see his elevation and see him still go through the turmoil of life, but still excel and prevail. So just to have you come back here, man, as a guest,
definitely,
it's definitely an honor. So I just want to tell you thank you, my brother. Because you're in North Carolina, like we was talking about staying connected. Like you are in North Carolina based on a powerful connection.
Yes, 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 definitely. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Coach Shay?
You know, I'm just excited for what God is doing in your life as well. Pastor Delano, I believe that we have reconnected at the right time. And, you know, again, just watching, like Coach Davis said, the elevation on all of us. I'm honored to say and to be able to see this elevation and really just that you are evolving in so many areas of your life and bringing other people along. And that's what Beyond the Fence truly is about, you know, allowing people to identify with who they are to become better in their everyday lives, to truly go beyond their fence. And that's what we are a testament to. So thank you for coming on the show tonight with us. And I know this won't be the last time that we hear from you. And, again, the listeners are being blessed by it. We're getting the comments on the back end that they are being blessed. And so even when you don't know who's listening, just know that somebody is and that you're blessing them even on the air.
Amen, amen, amen. Once again, I just add my closing words. I'm just very grateful, thankful, especially for my main man, David Benton, you know, through the struggles, through the pain, through the ups and through the downs. You know, he was able to stay consistent in what he believed in, what his dream was. You know, your dreams, believe it or not, your dreams, what holds you together, what holds you to be firm in what you believe in and what you allow God to manifest himself. And just to see, and I know Beyond the Fence is still excelling, but just to see the joy. See, I started with David Benton when this thing first started. To see the joy and to hear the joy that brother have in his heart, it was all worth it. The pain, the struggles, it was all worth it. So I just want to praise and thank God for you, Say Samuels, for just connecting with my main man, David Benton, and myself. just connecting and just allow the Beyond the Fence to just go to another level. I'm excited. I know where it started from. You know, as my testimony was, I was once the COO of Beyond the Fence Entertainment, but I knew somebody, Lord, who David truly needed to be that, to be that co-anchor. So I'm just grateful. I'm thankful how sometimes we get in God's way, and we have to learn how to stay out of God's way and let God do what he do and let God exalt in his due time. So I'm just thankful and grateful how God allowed me to experience this great team of Beyond the Fence, Coach Samuel, Coach David, Tony Tuto, David Ben Jr., and I tell you, just that DJ Will, oh, man, I tell you the truth, I'm truly honored. I'm just truly honored and blessed. Can't wait till we get together and sit down and see when I can get you guys back to East St. Louis and so we can do a powerful ministry. They are waiting. It's just I got to put it all together, and so it could be the perfect time in the perfect place in the perfect moment that lives will be touched and lives will be delivered and set free. So thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, my
thank
brother.
Thank you.
And, yes, man, and we definitely going to have you back. I hope you guys out there, the kings and queens, men and women of God, I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you guys. Y'all be prepared for that. Miss Alma E. Needy coming out this year with a single. And my main man, G. Will, he will be coming out with an EP this year. Y'all can expect D.B. Jr. and The Jewel is about to go. I ain't going to say go down. It's about to turn up. We love y'all. We see y'all in a couple of weeks. We know Super Bowl next week, so we see y'all in a couple of weeks. So with that being said, for the music. For the music.
For the music.
For the music.
For the music.
She had a dream that she could do it, somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh, you can make it. Yes, you can.
You can make it. You can make it.
You can make it.
You can make it.
you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can.